Welcome to the Mummy Fit Time podcast, a place for busy women to find the secrets towards being the best version of themselves, both in physical and mental health. Join me, Nikki Kinnearum, your host and health advocate, as we discover why you might be feeling a certain way, how to move past this, and step into the version of you that brings you the most happiness. Not every woman's journey is the same, but through this podcast, I've no doubt that you will uncover things about yourself and have a little fun along the way. Hello and welcome to this episode of the Mummy Fit Time podcast. Nikki here, founder of the Mummy Fit Time podcast and of Mummy Fit Time, where I provide personal training services as well as health coaching and guidance and support for ladies on their health and fitness journey. Now, this episode here is an episode which I'm really excited to bring you, and that is because we're talking about overtraining. And yes, overtraining is an actual thing. You can train too much, and what this can lead to in terms of our health and our adrenal system, mainly leading into adrenal fatigue. So we've got Ramez Antoine, who is joining us on this episode. But before I introduce Ramez, I just wanted to do a little shout out to my partner, Paul, because this episode here almost didn't happen. It was a case of me interviewing Ramez, who is on the other side of the world to me. So during this episode, it was 5 a.m. for him, 8 p.m. at night for me. And so we've gone ahead, done this recording, and I finished the recording, log off the interview with Mez, and then boom. The interview was not there. It disappeared. So thankfully, Paul, my partner, is an IT technician. He spent about half an hour doing various things on my computer, and thankfully we were able to recover this podcast episode without needing to re-record it. So I felt I needed to do a little shout out to him to just display my gratitude in actually being able to get our podcast out to you listeners. Now I'm going to introduce Ramez. So Ramez is a doctor of physical therapy and a strength and conditioning coach with extensive training in both neurological and orthopedic physical therapy. He's a Tai Chi practitioner who loves using kettlebells as a training tool. Ramez is extremely passionate about using strategic movement prescription to create clarity and focus for health and performance. He's obsessed with both the art and science of longevity from both a Western and Eastern approach, because he believes that both approaches complement each other and we don't have to choose just one or the other. And this is why I thought he would be a perfect fit for this podcast, for the Mummy Fit Time podcast, where we do focus on Western and Eastern approaches when it comes to our overall health and fitness. So, like I said before, this episode we dive deep into what overtraining actually is and the effect it's got on our parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system, which can possibly lead to adrenal fatigue or other things happening within our health system. So, I think that's a good enough intro. I think it's time to jump straight on in to our podcast recording. So enjoy the learning, and I would love for you to provide me some feedback by either tagging me on Instagram, or if you have listened to this podcast episode through Apple iTunes, you can leave me a review and let me know what your thoughts are.
Hi everyone, I'm very interested in today's podcast chat that we have got, because we have got Mez joining us here, and he is here to have an excellent chat with us around around adrenal fatigue and our parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system, which is a topic that Really, I'm very quite interested in because we're going to also delve into overtraining in exercise. And that is something that I think a lot of people probably don't realize that they're doing and what overtraining can lead to. So, Mez, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Let's get straight into it. So can you tell me a little bit about your story? What has led you to where you are today?
Well, to keep it as brief as possible, I started off as a personal trainer at a typical commercial gym. And then after that, I was motivated to go to physical therapy school because a lot of my clients were dealing with pain. So I really wanted to get to the bottom of that. After physical therapy school, I really fell in love with the central nervous system and the brain. So I flew out to California and I did a neurological residency to help people who had had a stroke or a brain injury regain their ability to walk. So after about a year there, I came back to a sports medicine clinic. I practiced there for a while. And in the meantime, I did a fellowship in orthopedic manual therapy training. I did a fellowship there. And around that time as well, I started my own private practice, just helping athletes and everyday people, who I also consider athletes, by the way, just really try to take their physical abilities to the next level. And then I started really diving into health and longevity and really becoming really interested about that. So I started studying Chinese martial arts, specifically Tai Chi and Qigong. And I started just becoming really passionate about blending Eastern and Western approaches to training to really help people with health and performance goals.
Yeah.
So in a nutshell, that's kind of my story in a quick package.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, that sounds really interesting. And I love that you've blended the Eastern and the Western sides of health together, because that's a passion of mine as well, where I like to delve a bit deeper and sort of step away from that, the Western style of treating certain things that might be going on in the body, in the body and mind, really.
Yeah, because I feel like, at least from my experience, when you deal with practitioners in either end of the spectrum, sometimes, and especially in this day and age, we usually tend to be on one end of the spectrum or the other. Mm. And people feel like they have to choose between, you know, yoga or Tai Chi type exercises or like strength training and HIIT exercises.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
And I just feel like there's definitely a blend or a mesh that we can find that shade of gray, because I really do feel like they complement each other very well.
Yes, absolutely. It's funny that you say that, because literally before we started recording this podcast, I just finished up writing a workout for one of my clients tomorrow. And it is a very nice blend of, both sides of the training sides, where I've included those yoga elements because she needs that little bit of extra support in that area at the moment, rather than just going hardcore weights lifting, strength training in the gym. So yeah, we've sort of gone with that nice blend. So yeah, I completely agree with what you're saying in that area. So let's jump into, I think what we'll start with chatting about is overtraining and what overtraining actually looks like and what that can lead to, because I think that'll lead us quite nicely into the guts of what we're going to talk about in this podcast.
Sure. Yeah. So was that a question or is that a lead?
Yeah. it was a bit of a overview / question. So I'll let you jump in. Did you want to explain to the listeners today what overtraining actually is?
Yeah, so overtraining, the way I look at overtraining is it's like an upregulation of the sympathetic nervous system, or the branch of the nervous system that puts us in a fight or flight response, mm-hmm. right? So the fight or flight response, to keep it really simple, is when we are in a state of stress or when we are in a state of excuse me, my dog is stuck in a room. Let me just go let her out because she keeps barking.
That's absolutely fine. I will add there to my listeners that Mez is actually in, I think it's Canada, and it's 5 a.m. for him, while it's 8 p.m. at night in Australia for me as we're recording this podcast. So, yeah, opposite ends of the world at the moment.
Got that.
That's absolutely fine. I get it. Normally my kids screaming in the background.
So, overtraining is an upregulation of the central nervous system, and specifically the fight or flight or the sympathetic nervous system. So when the sympathetic nervous system is on overdrive, right, the adrenal glands, where this ties into adrenal fatigue, the adrenal glands will secrete a lot of cortisol and adrenaline.
Yeah.
So those stress hormones, when they're going rampant through the bloodstream, we are basically unable to recover from hard training. We're unable to adapt to any extra stress. And we are essentially stuck in this state of fight or flight. So a lot of people will have trouble falling asleep, with digestion, and just the Tai Chi practitioners will call it the monkey mind or the scattered mind. The mind cannot settle down or focus. So we see a lot of those things when somebody is stuck in this state, if you will. So which is why a lot of science these days is very much going in the direction of recovery modalities, right? So getting people to recover, getting people to sleep better, getting people to really dive into, you know, like a lot of the new technologies these days, like Fitbits. I don't know if you're familiar with the, there's this new device called the Whoop. Have you heard of Whoop?
No, I haven't.
It's basically a device that helps you track how well you're recovering and how ready you are for a hard exercise session. So a lot of the science is moving in that direction in terms of health and performance, that is.
That's really interesting. Yeah, I love the, I guess, the tracking side of things as well, and working out whether you are ready to, sorry, I've got a bit of a tickle in my throat as well. Whether you are ready to delve into that hardcore exercise again, or whether you need a bit more of a restful exercise session, or things like that. That's really quite an interesting path, isn't it, to start exploring?
Very much so. Very much so. And something that I found very helpful is really breaking up the mind or the intentions of exercise. Like, I like getting my clients to start thinking of it rather than exercise or a workout, a movement session. So for example, we can break up the week into, all right, these are going to be my days where I get after it, right? Or where I go hard, whether that be strength training, whether that be high intensity interval training, like HIIT exercises or an intense cardio session. So we would bucket those categories into the sympathetic or the tension type exercises. Mm-hmm. And then we would bucket a few other days where we focus on recovery modalities and movement-based modalities. Yeah. And I was listening to one of your podcasts the other day where it was the 5 myths of fitness.
Yeah, yep.
One of them particularly was, it's not a good workout if you're not sore the next day.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And so this mentality in the Western culture, I feel like, is if you're not going hard, it's not worth it.
Yes, yes.
Which I think really perpetuates this adrenal fatigue epidemic that we're seeing. So I feel like helping people categorize their workout days into these two specific categories, tension, relaxation, recovery, / working out, if you will, has been very helpful for my clients.
Absolutely. Yeah. I couldn't agree more. And Yeah, that idea of, I guess, going all out or not being sore the next day is something that I still experience. Like, and sometimes I have to pull myself up when my clients let me know that they're sore the next day, and I sort of have to, I go, oh yeah, that's great. And then in my mind I go, oh, I shouldn't be encouraging this because it's not a sign that it's been a fantastic workout. Yeah, so that's something to keep in mind for myself and for anyone that's doing exercise as well. So we've touched on overtraining there, and we've talked now about the parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system. So could you please explain what the role of those systems are and how that can actually lead to adrenal fatigue, and what adrenal fatigue actually is?
Yes. So the sympathetic nervous system is basically the fight or flight response. So think of that. A good way to think of that system is this is when the nervous system's in this state, it's sending blood to all of our muscles, getting ready for action, right? It's diverting blood away from our gut and our digestion systems. So it's basically prepping us, I hate to say this, prepping us for war, right? Yeah. The parasympathetic nervous system is the rest and digest. So now when this nervous system is triggered, or this branch, blood is going to go to our digestive tract.
Yeah.
And we are going to be in a more calm state. How does your question was, how does it lead to adrenal fatigue?
Yeah, I guess not the two systems, but how does overtraining lead us to adrenal fatigue?
So I think, in my opinion, I think that the big key is it's mostly about mindset. So I feel like in the Western culture, the mindset really is, when we talk about exercise, it's a very more is better mindset.
Yeah.
And which tends to trigger the sympathetic nervous system, right?
Yeah.
Or the limiting belief of like, I need to burn another calorie. I need to work a little bit harder. I need to push myself to the limit. And going into exercise with that mindset really helps to trigger the sympathetic nervous system, which then triggers the adrenal glands to secrete more adrenaline in the bloodstream and more cortisol in the bloodstream. And we know from the science that if we have a lot of cortisol running through our bloodstream, that actually interferes with weight loss.
Yeah.
So I think to bring it back to the root of it, if we can start to shift our mindset about exercise and about movement, right? Mm-hmm. And not looking at it in the sense of always having to push ourselves to the limit in order to be healthy and fit and look good.
Yeah.
And be able to transition into a mindset of, okay, how can I balance out my exercise routine so that when I do go hard or when I have my days of hard training, I then have a backup plan for how I'm going to recover on the other days.
Yes.
So that we can really take a step back from pushing ourselves to the limit and step into the mindset of recovery. And by mindset, I mean, if I'm going into a recovery session, my mindset is that of, okay, I want to be able to move and do things that I know that I can do and not necessarily push myself to the limit. So it's a mindset of gratitude and appreciating what you already have for movement and expressing that. And finishing the session feeling like you have done something, you have energy to really carry out and go throughout your day with a calm state of mind, if that makes sense.
So
I guess that my short answer would be, how does overtraining lead to adrenal fatigue? I think it's a mindset. It's the limiting belief that you addressed really well in your podcast with the five myths of fitness, specifically not being sore the next day when you work out, or thinking that you have to work out every day.
Yeah. Or feeling like you need to work out for hours on end as well. So it may not necessarily be every day, but, you know, getting doing a 2-hour gym session or whatever it might be, you don't necessarily need to do that, or even the typical 60-minute exercise session.
Right. Like, so actually to dive into that just a little bit deeper, you know, from doing certain studies of, there's a lot of pain science studies that have showed us the minimum effective dose of an aerobic stimulus, mm-hmm. and how it can actually tap into the parasympathetic nervous system.
Yep.
So just bringing our heart rate just 20 beats above our resting,
yep.
for 10 to 15 minutes has been shown to be able to stimulate the parasympathetic nervous system for health benefits and for analgesic benefits. So essentially the same drugs that pharmaceutical companies are using to alleviate pain, the brain actually secretes, once we do 10 to 15 minutes of a very low level aerobic, like brisk walk type maneuver, right?
That's so I think
helping people realize that, and helping to give people that piece of information to help combat the limiting belief that you have to go hard every time you work out, is huge.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I know that this might be, I guess, a new concept for a number of our listeners who have been, or possibly even love to go hard and love to do a big exercise session. And so I guess we don't want to take away their love of doing that, or they might be experiencing some barriers in what we're saying in this podcast, and they might be sort of just having trouble moving beyond their initial thinking around how they're training. So could we just, I guess, explain what can actually happen to your body if you do go into adrenal fatigue? Why is that something that we need to avoid happening?
Ooh, that's a really good question. Well, one thing is, one of the foundational pillars of health is sleep.
Yeah.
We know that. And if we get into the state of overtraining, and we get into this state where we're just going hard all the time, it can drastically affect our ability to fall asleep.
Mm, yeah.
Because if we're stuck in this fight or flight state.
Yeah.
I mean, I always tell my clients, like, think of it this way. Your fight or flight state is like, imagine you feel like you're always about to get attacked by a tiger.
Yeah.
How likely are you to fall asleep in that state, right? So being able to tap out of that and get into a parasympathetic state is a huge piece. So sleep would be number one, because that'll just proliferate into various other aspects of our health.
Yes.
Number two is, like we talked about, if you're stuck in this fight or flight state, your body is diverting blood away from your gut. And so digestion can be affected. And if we are not digesting, we can be eating a very nutrient dense foods and being really cautious with our nutrition, but if we are not absorbing those nutrients, that can be affected.
Yes. Okay.
And then the other thing that we can see is, like, you know, I deal with a lot of martial artists and strength athletes, or power lifters, weightlifters. So what we'll see is, we know that they're strong. For example, we know how much weight they can lift, but when they get into the state of adrenal fatigue, we start to see it actually affect their performance.
Yes, I can.
So they actually start to lose strength.
Yeah.
Right? And then we are also seeing it affecting weight loss. Uh-huh. So a lot of people getting into an exercise routine, one of their primary goals is losing weight and looking good.
Mm.
If we're in the state of overtraining, the adrenal glands, if they're constantly secreting cortisol and adrenaline, that will interfere with weight loss, because when you're under attack, your body is not trying to metabolize fatty acids.
Yes. Yep.
Right. So it's a really interesting proliferation to all these different aspects of health and for our clients, their goals that they're trying to actually achieve. So one of the things that's been helpful for to help educate my clients is taking a step back from going hard is actually going to help enhance moving you towards your goals.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas a lot of times when people don't go hard one day, they start feeling this sense of guilt.
Yes.
And saying like, I'm not doing enough. So really helping them shift that limiting belief not only helps their health, but helps their goals and really helps proliferate into all these other aspects of their being.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Did I answer your question or did I just go off on a tangent?
Oh, no, you've answered my question perfectly, I think. Yeah, it's great. And what I'm loving about your answer there is you're explaining it all in, I guess, a physical sense in terms of, you know, our physical activity and stuff. And that's not an area that I have shared with the listeners of the podcast before around the physicality of being in a stress, your body being in a stressed state. I've spoken about stress through other external factors, but not what something that we could actually be helping ourselves by not going so hard with our workouts. It's just there's a few connections going on there for me that I'm going, yes, you're absolutely right. I'm so glad that we're able to share this with our listeners so that they can start thinking about it in the physical movement sense of things as well.
Yeah, actually, that triggered a thought in my mind. I read something, I forget where it was, but the body, it was like the body and the mind doesn't really know the difference between physical stress and environmental stress,
yeah.
Right? So it's like when we are presented with, you know, stress from work versus stress from lifting heavy weights.
Yeah.
The central nervous system's response to that is very similar in terms of physiology.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So I always tell clients, like, listen, you coming to me as a PT or as a trainer, my job is to impose stress on your body with the intention for you to get stronger and adapt.
Yeah.
But if you're coming to me with a overflowing bucket of stress, I have to acknowledge that and take a step back and not add more stress to that overflowing bucket, whether that be physical or mental.
Yeah.
So that triggered that thought, which is, I think, very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, that is. I'm like high five to that thought. You had me agreeing. I'm thinking, oh yeah, I need to do the same. So yeah, that's really insightful. Thank you. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with the listeners today?
Well, one thing that I listened to one of your other podcasts just yesterday, and I really enjoyed your talk about goal setting. Mm-hmm. And I found that was actually really, that for me tied in really well to sympathetic versus parasympathetic states, because what you talked about in terms of taking a goal and breaking it down into smaller bits and pieces,
yeah,
so that people feel like they're moving forward towards a goal.
Yeah.
I think that's a brilliant way of helping your listeners go from a sympathetic tension state in terms of their mindset,
yeah,
to a more relaxed state, because it really, when people feel like they're moving towards their goals,
yeah,
they're a little bit more relaxed. And I'm starting to get into a lot of the behavior change science and realizing that people's first response to change is fear.
Yeah.
Will trigger the sympathetic nervous system. So I think you're strategically going about goal setting in a way that can really help with that tension versus relaxation response from a very deep level,
Thank you for sharing that, because as you were saying that, I was thinking about feedback that I've had from clients that I've worked with where I have implemented that that goal setting and then breaking it down. And it really has, I guess, I have felt almost that sense of calm and clarity come from them once they're out of their head of, oh, I've got to do this. This is, I've got to achieve this. Down to, okay, these are the steps that I am going to take to get myself there. And it's not as big and overwhelming as it seems, whether that's in the physical sense or whatever it might be in terms of their goals. So yeah, that, thank you for sharing that, because that sort of, I guess, reiterates the whole process of the goal setting and why we need to do it that way.
Yeah, it just highlights the value of mindset and how that can affect everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, completely. Okay, Mez, well, thank you so much for joining us today. Now, where can my listeners find you? If they want to find out more about the work that you do, where's the best place to, where do you hang out the most?
Well, since we're in the midst of COVID, I just pivoted my business. I was doing telehealth through my business called Neuropedics. Right now I'm using that business to mentor other clinicians and physical therapists.
Yep.
But we are in the process of creating a separate telehealth company called C-Health. So that will come probably within the next month. But if anybody wants to send me an email, ramez@neuropedicspt.com. We're kind of in this limbo phase right now, given COVID. So I think email would be the best way to contact me.
Sure, no worries. What I'll do is I'll pop your email address in the show notes as well. So that way, if anyone wants to look up your email address, they can, and they can get in contact with you. And just bouncing back to the name of C Health, is that C as in letter C or?
Yes, the letter, yeah. C, health. And our mantra is self-care is healthcare.
Oh, wonderful. Excellent. Yeah. Yeah, I love that. I can't wait to hear more about how C-Health unfolds and launches and what you've got in store.
Yeah, actually, our CEO, Dr. Danielle Day, will be a really good person for me to connect you with, because our target audience right now actually are busy women.
Oh,
busy executive women specifically, yeah. So I think this will be a really good collaboration.
Yeah, absolutely. Sounds wonderful. Okay, well, once again, thank you for joining us on the podcast.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. It was awesome.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mummy Fit Time podcast. I would absolutely love it if you could help me share this message with more people. And you can do that by clicking a rating on this podcast episode. The more ratings I get, the more I am able to share this message with more people, more mums just like you. If you would like to find out more about Mummy Fit Time, feel free to pop over to my website. It's www.mummyfittime. That's spelt mummyfittime.com.au. Catch you next time on the podcast.